Senator Sherman, Representative Edgecombe, and members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to express our views on this bill. I'm Ken Spaulding from Wayne. I'm here as an individual citizen. I'm not representing any organization or group, and I am speaking in opposition to LD 1798. We've been told many times that this bill is about local control. This bill is not about local control. The vast majority of the unorganized territory has few or no residents and is far from any community. Where people do live in the UT, it only takes three voters to initiate the process to organize into a plantation or to establish a town, and thereby establishing and going on to establish local control over planning, zoning, and permitting. Lurk jurisdiction has a population of about 12,500 people. The largest employment grouping for these people, 22%, is education, health, and social services, mostly, I expect, in jobs in larger communities outside the jurisdiction. Most of these people live on the edge of the jurisdiction and in 40 plantations in town. The people in these plantations and towns have already formed a local government, and they could exercise their right for home rule and do their own planning, zoning, and permitting. Some plantations and towns have done this. 40 of them have chosen to continue to have LURC perform these functions for them, and this is local control. I lived and worked in Upper Kupsuptic for 8 years and supervised projects in the UT around the state for 16 years. Some of my neighbors work in a mill that gets wood from the UT. If you own, operate, or work for businesses in the UT, a number of whitewater rafting guides, some develop forest management plans, or cut or haul wood. And most of us recreate in the UT. This is just as true for those of us who live in northern Kennebec and Androscoggin counties as it is for the, with only one small piece of unorganized territory, as it is for those who live in southern Franklin and Somerset counties. It isn't local control for the good residents of Bangor, Lebec, and Presque Isle to elect the county commissioners who will appoint themselves to oversee land use in western Maine when they live 4 hours further away from the area than the people in this part of the state, and when the people in my community and surrounding towns have no vote. This bill is not about local control. This bill is about abolishing LURC. The idea that this bill strengthens LURC doesn't pass the straight-face test, I don't believe. This bill started as a bill to outright abolish LURC. The proponents couldn't get the votes to do that, so they formed a commission to repackage it. But the intent and the effect is the same. I'm sure that there are members of this committee and the legislature who are supportive of the original intent. And you can call it many things. It's getting government off the backs of people, getting rid of job-stifling regulation, letting landowners do what they want on their, with their own property, eviscerating sound land use and planning, abolishing LURC. The intent is the same, to remove as much as possible planning, zoning, and permitting from the LURC jurisdiction. LD 1798 gives control of LURC and the planning and zoning of one half the state to a few county commissioners. It strips away many of the functions of LURC. It removes critical land use guidelines, and the report leading to the bill recommends and has confidence that the new commission will do away with other important land use planning guidelines, especially that of guiding new development to areas of existing development.
Okay, can we read the rest? Can we just ask your questions? Anybody have a question? Or Ken?
Yeah.
Well, no questions, Ken. Is there that? Do you want to read that last paragraph?
I certainly would.
Okay.
Maine has three levels of government, municipal, county, and state, and this bill selects the government with the least capacity for land use planning to take the reins for one half the state. It will be costly for Maine taxpayers to implement, it will create more government bureaucracy, and it will not provide more local control, but it should have the desired goal of removing sound land use planning from the LURC jurisdiction. This is why I oppose LD 1798, and I urge you to oppose it too. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Ken.
I do have a question.
Oh. I don't know if he wants to answer.
Ken, you may.
I am out. No, not on
the Senate chair has a question for you.
Thibodeau on my right hand here. Several times the wind development has been mentioned, and in my mind that was rushed through. I don't particularly oppose windmills, but there's a lot of bulldozing, a lot of scarring that has taken place in some of these hills. I wonder what your, and I don't know if you've seen Mars Hill and some of these others, what if you have any opinion on whether those windmills should be in the unorganized territory?
I do have an opinion, but it's rather long and complicated. It's my opinion. I support wind power, but I believe that, that siting, as with anything, that you need to be careful in your consideration of how you go about it. and I think some places are better than others for it.
I thank you very much, because the best winds in Maine are off the coast by about 25 or 30 miles.
By Bell's Ring.
Yeah, sure, you got it. Only if you want to budget.
Okay.